Governor Sean Parnell announced terms of his cruise ship head tax cut legislation yesterday. The bill includes a corporate income tax credit for cruise lines contributing to the state's tourism marketing campaign. The governor is introducing his own measure rather than trying to amend an existing tax credit bill that's met opposition. But combining the measure remains an option. Costa Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Parnell wants to reduce the passenger fee from $46 to $34.50 per person. In announcing his bill, he said the cut would come from eliminating what's called the Regional Impact Fund.
That's the one that's been in dispute in the litigation. It's the one with that creates the questionable appropriations, that creates the exposure for the state in the litigation. So my intention is to clean that up, resolve the litigation, and bring jobs and business back to our Alaska small businesses.
The cruise industry sued the state last fall, claiming head tax revenues were used for projects that did not directly impact ships, as is required by law. Attorney General Dan Sullivan said the state had a strong case and would fight the lawsuit. Parnell would not discuss specifics of the case, but he said he wanted the lawsuit ended. Cruise lines say they'll do that if the legislation passes.
As a lawyer who's practiced in the state, private practice for about 13 years of the last 22, anytime you're in litigation, there are chances of exposure and liability.
Parnell presented his tax cut plan recently to cruise line executives at a Miami trade show. They included companies that have pulled three ships out of the Alaska market this summer, reducing passenger numbers by about 15%. One line agreed to delay its 2012 schedule decisions until the legislature considers the bill. Parnell says he hopes the others will do the same, but he admitted he had no firm commitment that any of the ships would return.
I made a very pointed case that they would need to demonstrate that in the public process, that this would bring back ships, that it would create Alaska jobs, and not just be a transfer of dollars from the state to their bottom line.
Parnell's bill would further reduce fees for passengers on ships that stop in Juneau and Ketchikan, which charge their own head taxes. That could reduce the state tax to $19.50, a 60% cut. Backers of the initiative that created the tax, including Gershon Cohen of Haines, say Parnell's bill is a giveaway to a highly profitable industry.
It is really unfortunate that Governor Parnell feels so compelled to pander to the industry. The effects of the head tax on passenger totals, as claimed by the industry, are simply not supported by the facts. The passengers pay the head tax, not the cruise lines, who are still making billions of dollars in profits. And so when you look at the amount of money they pay for a cruise, the $50 is just simply immaterial. In fact, most of them don't even know they're being charged.
Alaska tour business owners are expected to lobby heavily for the bill's passage. Parnell says cruise line officials also committed to testifying about their support. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.